Greetings, adventurers, and welcome to Dice Club. Last episode, our brave heroes fought against many things the ocean threw at them. As they were attacked by a large shark, Novella referred to as a spin shark, and also as a, quote, youngin. Our five heroes, after braving this attack, had to survive an unimaginable storm and keep the despair above the waves while Novella tried her hardest to steer her into a whirlpool. Despite Venus' best efforts and her eventually wresting control from Novella, the despair wound down into the whirlpool, crashing with a bolt of lightning into an underground grotto where our heroes see the catalyst. Let's see what they do next!
Five of you are currently laying in the shattered remains of the Despair. The crew are all beginning to slowly get up, and Novella is standing at the edge of it, looking around the area. The wreck of the Despair lies in an underground grotto. The cave is about 100 feet in diameter, and the floor is covered in about a foot of water. There's a naturally dome-shaped roof with a very small hole at the top, casting a beam of moonlight onto the only other object of note in this room, a stalagmite in the center of the grotto with a crystal attached to the top of it. There are no other entrances or exits. What do you do?
I start walking towards the crystal immediately.
Can I do a perception check?
Go for it.
It looks the same as the other crystal so far?
You are about 50 feet away, but from as near as you can tell, it looks pretty darn close.
Oh boy.
I am jogging towards the crystal.
Okay.
Look out for living skeletons.
I got an 11.
11?
Yeah, not great.
Okay, you see pretty much what I've described. There's, there's not really anything else that you can kind of detect other than what I've given you.
Okay.
The crew's kind of like checking, see if everybody's okay, and like looking around the wreck of the ship because it is like pretty bad off. But that's with that perception, I will give you actually. Novella looks very confused as well.
Have I arrived at the crystal yet?
Sure.
Is the crystal grabbable from my current height?
I mean, yeah, it's not tall. It's like a few feet off the ground, probably a few feet shorter than you are.
I grab
you can,
it.
You wait, grab wait, it. Okay. Before you grab it, what if it causes a chain of events to...
I don't give a shit. Oh. You call me tin?
A butterfly image appears in the corner.
Oh my god. Butterfly effect moment. Okay, I grab the crystal. What happens
okay.
to me?
You grab the crystal. It's, like, in the rock, so you gotta... Actually, make a strength check.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I got plus 5 strength. Are you kidding?
Historically, you've been amazing at these.
Ren is really good at strength checks.
Ren has been better at strength since the cleric, like, thing kind of took over, which is
I got
odd.
A 14.
14 is just enough. You Fuck grab yeah. it. You have to kind of break it off. There's a little bit of stone still like attached to it from this stalagmite, but you can kind of like crumble it off. It wasn't too tough. So you have the crystal now in your hands, and as you're looking at it, you can see that it is completely identical to the other crystals that you've seen in every aspect. You can't tell any differences at all. And as you're kind of investigating it, it begins to glow, and the room starts to shake, and...
Can I do a sleight of hand to put it in my bag really quick before anyone notices?
Before anyone notices? Dude, it's not the center
you ran
of
all
the room,
the way
everybody noticed.
I know, but I just want to put it in my bag really quick.
Okay.
We'll be like, where'd the crystal go? Whoa,
I wonder if it's got anything to do with Ren running up there.
So I got a nat 20.
Okay. I mean, nobody saw you put it in your bag.
Okay, all right. Nobody sees you put it in your bag. It is in your bag. It's so, you're so stealthy with it. The room is, everybody's distracted by the fact that the room is shaking and rocks are kind of like crumbling off of the roof a little bit. So nobody sees you slip it into your bag.
Took the crystal?
Yes.
Okay.
It was not happening before. After the crystal was taken, not in the bag, but after it was plucked out of the thing, the room starts shaking.
Oh. I told you.
And then.
You did tell him.
Kind of towards the edge of the end of the room, opposite end, to the left a little bit, the wall kind of crumbles, revealing a natural looking tunnel that leads out, and it's elevated just enough to be above the foot of water.
Never mind, that rules.
go run!
Can I...
Pretty complicated way to open a door. Could have just had a handle, you know?
That's true, but where's the fun in that?
Good point. Where did the crystal go, by the way?
I don't know.
I sort of picked it up.
It was just, like, gone.
I picked it up, and then it just, like, kind of fucking disappeared. That was weird as hell.
Can I talk with Novella really quick?
Can I also talk to Novella? Because that's what I've been trying to do.
I am right next to Novella. Venus is pissed. Novella, why would you do that? You knew that it's the hole. There's a hole. We're in a big ass ship. What do you think is going to happen? You put our lives on the line. You can't do something like that. We could have found a different way to go down here. Now we're probably stuck.
Ooh. She doesn't even look like she's hearing what you're saying. She's still looking around the grotto and just like she kind of is leaning up against like the like rail at the side, and she like kind of like vaults over it and lands in the water and is walking around and looking towards it, like sifting through the water, like looking, like just searching for anything. And she looks back up at you. And she says,
okay, listen, if you knew what was supposed to be down here, you don't understand.
I don't understand.
I need to bring back the catalyst. We need to grab, and she looks over to the stalagmite and sees that the crystal is no longer there, and sees that you, Ren, are next to it. And she kind of runs up to you and, like, grabs you and is, like, looking around frantically, like, in the water and everything and just, like, where's the catalyst? What have you done with it?
I touched it and it disappeared.
I need that crystal.
You just touched it and it disappeared.
Venus is gonna run up to them and just push Novella off of Ren.
Okay, make a athletics check. Athletics.
Can I use this time to try and snoop around in Novella's remnants of a room?
Sure.
Do I need to roll anything?
I'd say investigation, just broadly.
Okay.
Okay. Venus got a 13.
Okay. So you push her off of Ren, and she, like, falls into the water, and she kind of lays there for a while. She just looked like super, super bummed. Like, she's having a moment, you guys.
Venus is not having it. Novella, you can't... Your captaining skills are shit. I can't believe this. Like, the ship gone, destroyed, we're in a hole. Don't you dare touch Ren. Whatever you want, it's not here, I guess. Okay, so what was the point of this? What was the point? I can't believe you right now. You're...
Mom's mad. She starts like listing out Novella's full name.
Oh my goodness.
Novella Dice Club Podcast.
I swear to God, I will turn this ship around.
There is no ship to turn around.
Whose fault is that?
She's still just kind of like laying in the water, just looking pretty dejected. What are the rest of you doing? Or what did you roll on that investigation?
I got a 12, which is not great, but I'm also gonna use Hidden Step to help me sneak over there. It says I can magically turn invisible to the start until the start of my next turn, or until I attack, make damage, or force someone to make a saving throw. So it's like 10 seconds I have to be invisible. Because isn't that a whole round in battle, is 10 seconds?
It's 6, but that's... I'll grant you this.
So I want to get to her room, and although I didn't do great on investigation, I want to cast Detect Magic.
Okay. You see, with your investigation, you kind of, like, look around. You don't really see anything that you hadn't seen before. You kind of go through her desk. There's not really a lot of interesting things. There's, like, 6 gold pieces that are just lying around.
I'm not going to take them, but they're there.
Okay. With your Detect Magic, the only thing you can kind of pick up is the map with... You can tell that it's got, like, an illusory vibe to it. Not, like, the map itself, but you can see faint hints of, like, illusory magic.
That were casted on it?
Yeah, like, on it, like, but specifically around the illustrations that are on it. And you can see that now, on the map, the circle and the X are, like, the X is within the circle now.
And the X is where we were, right?
Yes.
Or was it the circle? I don't remember, but yes.
I think it was the circle, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they're in the same space now.
They're in the same area, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna pocket the map. And that's really, that's the only thing that my Detect Magic lit up in the room?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm using Firbolg Magic for this, so I don't think it takes out a spell slot. Well, I'd have to check.
Gotcha. I don't think it does. Don't count it as one.
Okay. And then I think I'd probably just, like, start thinking to myself and just pacing around the room. What parts of the room, what parts of the ship actually are destroyed?
It's, like, a lot of the, you could see the stairs that went down, like, the ship was kind of just, like, flattened downwards. So, like, the entirety of the lower deck was kind of, like, crushed downwards. And a couple of the masts are like busted, sails torn, like a lot of the deck is like kind of fractured, like in the middle, like slanted, that type stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's the most damage is done to the like bottom of like below decks.
All right. But like Novella's room and the top deck are still kind of intact.
More or less. There's like everywhere is damaged, but that's damaged the least.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Then I'm just kind of in here pacing around, thinking and looking.
Okay. And what are the rest of you?
I feel like Saradin is kind of like tiptoeing towards the tunnel that opened up just to see what's there and just to be on guard because so far we've been in a lot of tunnels and none of them were very great.
This is very true.
Like, Saradin's almost just like, great, we were on the high seas and now we're back in a fucking cave.
This is also how Meadow feels, yeah. Like, damn it. We were doing something cool finally and now it's another fucking cave.
So, can I guess roll... Would it be perception or investigation?
It would be perception.
Okay. Don't fail me now. I got a 7.
Okay, you can see down this tunnel is... It looks, like, naturally forming. Like, it was... it was just there. It happened to be there, and the room shaking just broke through the wall, and it is, like, dark down the hallway, tunnel. It's not lit at all. You can't see any light down there, and it seems pretty long. But you can't hear anything, like, through it, which seems like a good sign. Or a very bad one, depending on kind of what your thoughts are.
Epic. I guess, is Meadow still at the ship, or did she follow me over to the
tunnel?
She
probably followed you, honestly.
Okay, then Saradin turns to Meadow and is like, okay, I feel like this is one of the better tunnels we've seen so far, but,
I mean, I really hate to go in another tunnel, but I don't think it's much better to stay in a cave either, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing here besides this broken-ass ship. And I guess the crystal is gone, which is concerning.
No, for it's, well,
See, I didn't see what happened. No, I didn't see what happened to it, but I have some guesses.
Like what?
It disappeared, guys. It's fucking crazy.
Run uses newfound magic. I feel like we should probably, I don't know, see what's going on over there with, like, Ren and Venus, because I don't want Novella to try to kill us.
Well, she hasn't tried yet.
Well, yeah, but also she's a scary pirate lady, and I feel like that's not too far on the list of things she would do to us if she's pissed.
Arguably, Venus is a scary pirate lady.
Yeah, but, like, she likes us, I think.
We could make Novella like us. I believe. I believe in my charms.
Okay, no, then let's go do that so she doesn't try to kill us. I'm gonna walk over to where everyone else is chilling, I guess, besides Marsh. Marsh is just gone, and that's, I guess, normal.
Unsurprising.
Yeah, okay, so you walk over to them. Novella's still just kind of sulking in the, like, laying down in the water, and just, like, she looks very contemplative. She looks like what Venus said. Really, she's taken it to heart.
Yeah.
Wow. What happened over here?
It's a long story, Saradin, I'll tell you that much.
Will you tell me what the story is, too?
I'm glad you asked. Well, this one over here, the one on the floor, she crashed us in a hole in the ocean.
Well, we were here
so
for that
now
part.
We're here.
That was not that long.
No, it wasn't, but it feels long in my heart. I can feel it in there. It's really getting at me, guys. I cannot believe this.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Venus on this one. It might not be long in, like, the telling, but I feel like the events took, like, at least, like, an hour of podcast possibly to take place.
I reach up and I pat Venus on the knee.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm just glad that you're okay. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. Where is Marsh?
Invisible, maybe? Marsh, if you're invisible, say something.
Marsh, are you here?
Marsh.
Would I be able to hear them from the ship?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The windows definitely are busted. You're like 30 feet away from them.
I climb out of the window in her room and I'm like, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Okay. Well,
Novella.
She looks at you.
I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
And not mean ones, like like Venus. These are genuine. Where did you get the map? Again?
Well,
oh, I put the map away, by the way. I don't have it. It's not, okay. I don't have it out.
Well, it was given to me by the boss, you know, Corvus Heath.
And how is this Corvus your superior?
What?
He's just better at drawing ships.
Yes, he gave me, Marsh just has, like, canonically has to have just such bad memory, because it was like a day ago you heard all this stuff already.
Maybe if you had given us a recap when I asked for a recap.
I can tell you this. You know that Novella was hired to go into, or to follow this the map, mm-hmm. which she can only see as blank, but you guys can see what's on it.
Yes.
He told her that following the map would lead to a trove of unknown treasures, which she could keep all of, besides the one crystal, which he referred to as the catalyst, which is the crystal. But everything else that she found could be hers, and along with the ship, which he gave her, and the crew, which he supplied.
Okay.
So long as she could provide the crystal. That's what she told you.
Do you know where he got either the ship or the map? Did he tell
Good
you?
Good question.
Well, he didn't really say, and I'm not one for asking many questions of those giving me money, so...
I mean, I guess I do we not could know. Say the same, because we didn't ask anything about that fucking cave we went into, did we?
Did you ever meet with him in person? Do you know what he looks like?
I have met with him in person. Typically, he wears a helmet, but I have seen his face, yes.
What does he look like?
Can you describe him?
You know, kind of tall, like,
Does he look any bird-like?
What? Now, what is a bird?
Oh, dear. What, do you not have fucking seagulls in this world?
I just don't know what you're saying there. Provide, I don't know.
Just how have you not seen a bird? They fly, elements. And they, like, tweet, and they, like, well, seagulls more kind of scream.
What does he look like?
Do you know
like?
What flying is?
He's like, well,
have you heard of wings?
More like water
what
wings.
I didn't hear us. Right? What is Marsh saying to this?
Just please provide a description.
He looks like, I don't know, a guy. He's tall. I'll give him that.
Race? Anything? Do you know?
Human. Human man, I think. Usually has his consort with him. Can't remember his name, though.
Okay, and the consort was also human?
Also human, much shorter.
Hmm. Can
kinda I... Kind of looks like him.
Okay, is there, like, some, like, random piece of wood on the ground or something?
Sure, there's so much.
Okay. Venus grabs a stick-like piece of wood and starts to draw Cyrus into the dirt in the ground, which I'm hoping there's dirt. No, it's water,
there's a foot of water, foot of water.
Ah, no. Shit.
Marcia's like, no ground? I have scrolls. I have journals.
Give me that.
I rip out a page of my journal and hand it to her, along with, like, a quill, okay. I guess.
Venus draws Cyrus on
okay,
the piece of
Venus
paper,
draw,
and it
though.
Looks really accurate. Like, it looks just like him.
Do a drawing check.
Yeah, do a drawing check.
Can you actually do that?
Can
like,
you
is
draw?
That a, like, does Venus have, like, any artistic prowess? If you do, I would, like, yeah, obviously, then you can. I just don't, like,
here's
can
the
Venus.
Thing.
Does Venus.
I was gonna mention this when we level up next time, but I did... When we leveled up last time, I forgot to mention it. Venus got, like, a proficiency. I don't remember what it was. Some kind of background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I picked painting for Venus.
Oh.
So, Venus does
okay.
have a
All right. okay.
history.
Okay.
Of art.
So, you've got some basic... Okay, that's nice. You draw Cyrus?
Yeah, that's the guy that escaped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I draw him.
Yeah.
And I hold it up to Novella right in her face, and I go, does he look like this? This man?
Oh, that's the consort, sure, but...
Oh,
that's
fuck.
Fucking consort. Damn it. Not this fucking guy again.
God damn
You're
it.
You're kidding.
This fucking
Novella,
guy.
You
draw
fucking
Kairos.
Idiot.
Draw Kairos.
Okay, give me another piece of paper then.
Can you not use the backside?
Rip it out, give it to her.
I draw Kairos really quickly, and I shove it in her face again. What about this guy?
Well, are you sure you've never met Corvus Heath before? Because that's...
No! No, I'm not. I was sure. Oh, not so sure God. Now.
This is great and cool and great. I think if I have to meet Cyrus in two different dimensions...
I can't.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Novella. I was pretty damn sure that this guy was dead.
He died right before we killed
he
him.
He should be so dead.
Oh my
dead.
God. I can't.
Well,
I can't take this.
Clearly you didn't.
I have another question.
Didn't do a very good job
no,
of that.
I promise you, I saw he was so dead. Like,
do
it was there. Like, he was so dead.
That, like, if this is a different dimension, and, like, Kairos is here, and Cyrus is here, do you think that, like, we're here? Like, if we if we travel around the world enough, we can find our, like, alternate dimension selves?
I don't think so. I think this is them, because if you remember when we killed the guy, I'm doing air quotes here, Cyrus ran and jumped into the blinding light. And then
okay,
they were
but,
gone.
Yeah, no, but we did.
And
shit,
they don't remember
well, okay,
us.
Point of order. Cyrus was gone. You did see Kairos dead,
yeah,
burnt
he
up
was
body.
Super,
oh,
he was
okay.
like fucking toast. Like we saw him. He was charred
also,
as hell.
Yeah.
Corvus sounds like Kairos.
Oh my god,
I Kairos would be the type of person to be like, oh, I'm gonna change my name a little bit and no one
okay,
is going to
I
notice.
Feel like we should. Can you give me a paper also?
Here, I give it to her, and I ask Novella. I have another question. This is genuine. This is a genuine question. I'm not mad at you. Well, I'm not trying to aggravate you or anything. Genuinely,
okay.
What did you think would happen when we went into the portal, into the whirlpool?
Well,
because you looked very confused when we landed.
I assumed it would lead to a cavern. or so,
and it did.
Probably some cavern full of untold riches. I was fully confident that this room would be full of gold and jewels and treasure. But here we are.
Maybe you shouldn't trust all your employers.
Not even the catalyst is here, so that's...
Given that we crash landed, it might be better that it's water. In this time, Meadow, who cannot draw, by the way, has drawn a bird. And she's like, this is what a bird is. Have you seen a fucking bird? It's not that good, but you can, like, tell that it's a bird.
Okay, she's just kind of looking at it, shaking her head, confused.
See, no, he kind of looks like a bird. It could be like a...
But I like birds. Does she respond to that? Am I upsetting her?
You're upsetting her. She looks so confused, like, looking at it, just shaking her head, like, I don't know what to do with this. What is this?
Never seen a bird? What?
Okay, we're straying past the important stuff here. Novella?
No, this is important to me.
There's no birds. There's no land either. I feel like that's more important. Okay, here we are. We're in a hole. There's a tunnel. We're here. The bad guys are back. What do we do with this knowledge?
Go through the tunnel, I'd say. There's nothing in here.
Yeah, Novella. Can I grab Novella by the shoulders and I'm looking her dead in the eyes? Novella, your employers, bad people, okay? Do you understand this? Not if you understand.
I mean, listen, a lot of employers are bad people.
That's true. Look, ours probably were.
Here's the thing. They're pirates. What do you... I mean, like...
Venus
what do
is
you
a pirate.
Really
She's a good person.
Novella, I am a goddamn pirate, and I know that... At least I'd hope that I'm a good person.
You're a good person.
So I think I can believe that you can be a good person, too. Okay, so are you with us? Will you help us?
She takes a moment and looks around, looks up at the stalagmite that has absolutely nothing on it. And she says, it's looking like you might be my best bet at not getting killed upon immediately upon returning empty-handed. So,
atta girl.
Don't really have a choice there.
Both me and Saradin have crystals. They didn't react at all, right?
I mean, I assume they weren't out.
No.
No.
So but you would have no way of knowing.
If I look into my bag, is it being weird?
Nah.
All right.
It's being so normal.
I have another thing I want to try and do.
Okay.
We've already established I have a quill, all right? It's in canon that I have a quill.
It's got a feather. It comes from birds. What are they? Do they have quills? Have we seen any quills since we got here?
You have not seen a single hide nor hair nor feather of a quill.
Use like squid's ink and shit.
They only have fountain pens. what would happen, or what happens if I try to draw on the map? Just like a little like squiggle in the corner.
You draw on it, and the mark is just there, and now you've drawn on a map.
But it doesn't disappear.
Nope.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
So are we going to walk down the tunnel?
Are we going to leave the crew here?
The crew can walk down the tunnel.
We should take that one guy.
That one guy? I really like that one guy.
I feel like the crew are autonomous adults who can make their own decisions.
Yeah, they can. Hey, crew, we're gonna walk down the tunnel.
You hear one of them say,
okay, we'll be here.
Are we gonna leave more people in the cave? You can join us if you want to also walk down the tunnel.
We'll be salvaging the ship.
Good luck
just to
with
like
that.
See, just to like, we'll meet you back up.
You're
we'll
not gonna be
there.
Able to get the ship out of here, though.
Don't let them know.
Why we're trying to find any useful things that we can take.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
After you say that, Vladimir just comes running. Also.
Yes. Yeah, my man. Get over here.
So just scampering through the water, right towards you guys.
I hold up a hand for a high five.
That little rascal, he comes up and he's like, well, guys, this wasn't his voice, but it is now.
He went on hormones.
Yes. Birdie.
Transmask real.
I'm holding up my hand for a high five.
Yeah, I high-fived you.
I want a high five from this guy.
Oh my god.
Then say that on the podcast.
I said that. They did. I said, as he's running over, I hold up my hand for a high five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
should pay more
oh, yes.
attention.
It is time. It is time. And then he gives you a big ol' smack on the hand.
Follow I over. Also, like, hold up my hand for a high five, but I'm gonna do, like a handshake, like a... You know.
Oh, yeah.
That was
he
great
doesn't
for
do it
our
very,
podcast
great audio.
Listeners.
Yeah. He
I thought you were
going to
say you
do
pulled
it pretty
away.
Good.
Oh, shit.
He just hits your hand, like, a lot of times as you're doing a bunch of complicated things, and he's just slapping your hand a lot, and
yeah.
he's like... But he's nodding emphatically, and he's so excited to be part of it.
My man.
Anyways.
Is there... Sorry, I just need to do one more little investigation.
Okay.
Is there any sign of life in this cave while we're here?
No, not that you saw with your perception. There's the moonlight coming from the ceiling, but
okay.
And
that's the
there's
only
like a,
way
there's
out?
Like a pinprick. There's no there's like a pinprick in the roof
Sorry,
that is kind of going shining onto the stalagmite, and then there's a tunnel that opened when the room shook.
Okay.
But yeah.
So it would be. Physically impossible for the ship to get in here the way it did, but it did.
Yeah.
Cool, let's go.
Okay, we go.
Hey everybody, it's Tin. I've got some show notes for you. You know the drill, it's just show notes time. It's just time for some show notes. I would like to give a super quick shout out to Dax Ayrton on Reddit. That's DaxAyrton. He's got a lot of really awesome stuff. He let us use the homebrew race for Boston Polk for Saradin. And he's great. Check him out. I'd like to thank you for listening. The fact that there are still as many people here that are still listening is it just blows me away every month, especially after I pull stunts like this where I just take half the month to upload the episode, which, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, but I'm really trying to focus more on Dice Club in general. I've been writing a lot, and the stuff that's coming up next is some big stuff. I think at the point that I'm recording this now, we have recorded up through episode 22, I think, just to have a little bit of a backlog so we can direct, because we don't have any semblance of normal recording. So up through, I think episode 22 is the number. But that being said, I know what happens in those next episodes, and gang, you're gonna wanna see it, and you're gonna want as many other people to see it as you can. So that being said, you should follow us on social media at linktr.ee/thediceclubpodcast. All of our social medias are there. All the links to our show and everything is there. If you want to share that link around on any kind of social media with hashtag thedicecast, that would be amazing. This show it's fun to make and it's fun to do, but without a listener base, that's just about all that it can be. And I know this show can go somewhere big, but that it can't do that unless there are people willing to support it. So it would mean a lot to me, and I know it would mean a lot to my co-hosts if you could share that around. The next episode, I guess the benefit of me putting up a late episode is that the next episode will be out on November 1st, which is just less than 2 weeks away, which is wild. But yeah, I think that's it. I will see you on the 1st. Yeah, enjoy the rest of the adventure.
Okay, so I assume Venus is kind of leading the way here.
Yes.
You guys are all like walking through this tunnel.
Can I take out my glowing haunch and I hold it as a torch?
Oh yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
Glowing
okay.
Return of the haunch.
Glowing haunch.
No,
you...
I have
it returns.
The haunch is still like real actual meat.
Like, is it rotted?
Is it gonna go bad?
Don't even. Don't even.
The magic light keeps it fresh.
No, that's not.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't care that it's real meat.
It's fantasy meat. It's not real.
It's fake to me.
It's like cured. It doesn't go bad.
Oh yeah, it's dry.
That's how it works.
It was roasting. It was roasting on that spit for like a long time.
It's not
pretty anyways, charred.
No, dried it out no like way it was are you gonna flower. Eat this thing. Yeah. So, you're holding up your glowing haunch as if it were a torch, which Novella and Vladimir are just very confused about when you first brought it out, but they are into it. And you continue through this tunnel until it kind of opens up where the path now runs like alongside a chasm that's kind of similar to the one that Matilda fell down, but it's not the same chasm. That'd be weird.
Oh, yeah, because nothing weird has happened before. nothing about this is weird.
Guys, what if Matilda's the big bad?
Matilda was kind of left all behind.
Left behind. So this one, you can see the bottom of it, actually, about 150 feet down, and there is a river that's running through the bottom of it down to your right. And the path just kind of continues on. What do you do?
Do you think that's fresh water down there or seawater? Because if it's fresh water, that's fucking bonkers, man. Am I right?
So
I don't know
bonkers.
If fresh water exists.
Shit, it
surely does
is...
because I mean, people here. Exist.
I mean, I know, maybe birds don't exist.
Everybody
so who
was
knows?
Just born with a filter, water filter.
Oh, that's true. Hey, do you guys drink seawater or filtered water?
Do you guys have a Brita up there?
There's contraptions.
How did you?
We've got various different.
How did
like...
people evolve to this point in this universe?
I mean, these are pirates. Maybe other people drink fresh water.
I wasn't really good at beyond the books as a youngin', so
okay,
I am a
on.
Pirate after all.
Novella, are there
yes.
people in your world who aren't pirates?
Stop saying
I mean,
your
you have
world
to
her.
that's a weird way of saying it, but. I mean, you're not pirates, are ya?
Well, I mean, like, besides us.
Okay, well, in
we're
that case, I would only have to assume.
Okay, but, like, have you ever met a non-pirate?
Have you
like,
ever,
is
like,
there,
been...
like, civilizations
have
on
you, like,
land?
Been on land?
Are there, like,
not
cities?
No, I have not been on land. There are cities, that, but I've not been... This is actually the only... And she kind of looks around at, like, the floor, and she, like, jumps up and down a little bit. She's
is it,
like
totally fucking
of,
with her balance?
Yeah. She's actually kind of looks wobbly. She's like, this is new. This is a new feeling to me. I haven't,
Ever?
I've never,
what, were
never
you
been
born
on
a boat?
You didn't?
Yes, actually.
Huh. You
I was
don't,
born
like,
on a boat.
Stop and, like, restock? How do you get food?
Stop. Well, yes, we stop and restock, but...
And you don't ever get off?
Get off where?
The boat.
The
get
ship.
Off the boat.
Is there
land?
Land?
What are you talking
like grass?
About?
Do you know grass?
What is grass?
See, this is
oh,
what I thought.
No. Okay,
oh,
what's the city?
Grass? It's
hey,
another name for this great
no,
stuff.
Shut up. Where are...
No!
Where,
no,
where,
no, no,
okay,
no.
Where are the city?
I need to know.
No,
I need
describe
to know. Describe
a city
for me.
Shut up. Describe a city to me.
Well, okay,
define city.
This is kind of odd that you wouldn't know,
no,
but
I know.
It's pretty commonplace where you've got your houses, your buildings, your sidewalks of made of wood, you've got your barrels that keep
okay.
it all afloat, you've
okay,
got your,
right.
you
okay.
connective tissue.
No,
okay.
listen. Have you ever heard of a city that's built on like rocks or something?
How would we
Dirt.
Yeah.
Do you know what dirt is?
Landmass.
I don't... You're boggling her mind right now, bro.
We
it's
did
guys,
that we
I think
water,
everyone
right?
in this universe is a pirate.
Well,
I don't know what
you
to
can
do
live
about
on
that.
The sea without being a pirate.
I feel like you previously, like, in a prior episode, came to the conclusion that that's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like... In this podcast previously, you have deduced that there are no land masses.
No, we haven't. There just weren't.
Did
there
we?
Weren't any
I don't
visible
think we have.
On the map.
I think we have.
Anywhere near
I
to us.
I feel like
us.
We've established
I feel like you
this.
Deduced
no, we,
that.
No, we,
you've
have,
established
we just
that.
Haven't seen any yet.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, you just did it now. So
this is crazy. Okay, so there's no like animal. What do you guys eat?
Well, there's.
What are we even
have you fucking heard of fish.
World building at this point?
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Wait.
Well, there's
no. Fish actually, are good there question. Is. How the fuck? No. How did they evolve? Why do they have legs?
How do they have legs?
You're at, hey, you're asking million. The wrong person.
No, no, Novella, what is a like healthy and balanced meal for you? I need to know.
Well, you've got we've got carrots. You know, we have carrots
there
that
was there,
we
where
grow
did
on
you
the
get,
sh- we grow them on,
wait, okay,
on the ship.
No, you have how? No in your garden. I haven't been in the garden. Presumably, there's dirt.
Yeah.
There
was
where
dirt.
Did you get the dirt?
Where do you get the wood
where
to
did
build
you get
your
the,
shit?
Where did you get the dirt?
It's well, you can get to the bottom of the ocean, naturally, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
It's not that.
Yeah.
It's not
no,
that
yeah.
deep.
The bottom of what? The ocean is like sand, though.
Not everywhere.
No.
Okay.
Come on,
okay.
Now,
okay.
Wait,
now
you
you're sounding
you
crazy.
There?
Well, it depends, but some places you can really just kind of get down in there. Like, I don't know, 30 feet?
Where does wood come from?
Where does wood come from?
Again, you can get to the bottom of the ocean.
And there
holy
are...
Holy shit,
trees?
The world flooded at one
she's
point.
She's boggling Ren's mind. Ren is sort of, like, holding his head
no,
and
shut
looking
up.
You've like
got...
he's going insane.
Novella, Novella, I'm going to need to describe you to describe to me, because I've never been to the bottom of the ocean.
Guys,
so I'm going to need
I
you to describe to me what's at the bottom
I'm
of the
loving,
ocean.
I'm loving all of this, but that we have done historically little. Like, historically
what's
alone.
What's just
like,
sitting
nothing.
There
walking as this
and
conversation
expect us to
happens.
Not have the conversation.
Okay. All right, you've been walking as you've been having this conversation, but we have to kind of
this
end the conversation
no.
soon.
I'm
not
so
saying
sorry.
Now, but, like, wrap it up
okay,
soon
but I'm,
for podcast's sake.
Novella, I am going to need you to describe to me what the bottom of the ocean looks like. I haven't been.
Well, some places, yes, there's sand. But there's also rocks and some dirt. It's all pretty soggy down there. I don't know. There's kelps. There's your like coral reefs. You know.
Uh-huh.
You've got your.
I'm with you so far.
You've got your mountains. You've got your, like I don't know. There's like undersea currents of like some places. You got like riptides and like that carve through the surface of the bottom of the. Of the ocean.
Yeah, I'm with you. You haven't gone into the wood.
Well, there's like plants
and
like
kelp
and
like
and
like trees.
Well, they're sure, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Novella, one
they're,
of these
they're
days
smaller,
you're gonna have to take me to a to an underwater
like,
forest. That shit.
I'll show you. I will show you the they are a sight to behold.
Jesus.
Well, I'm sure.
I've only been there a couple times myself.
So you've never climbed a tree?
Why would you have to climb it?
Oh my god.
Holy shit,
oh my god.
Guys.
Holy
I,
shit.
I can't deal
Holy
with this
ship.
Right now. We need to move on from this conversation.
That's what's too much for you.
Okay, oh, to describe the room again.
It is a very big chasm. 150 feet down, there's a river running the opposite direction that you're walking. I'd say probably 50 feet across. You can see the other end of it. There's not a path over there, but you have just been kind of walking this whole time. Oh, actually, if you've been walking this, presumably this entire time, I'd say now, actually, there is kind of an opening in the wall to your left.
Can I perceive the opening? Perception.
Yeah. Go ahead and make that perception check for me.
Okay.
Roll to perceive.
Well, I rolled an 8 plus 1, 9.
You can see the wall at the end of it, but that's about it.
Cool.
It's not another
Let's
tunnel,
take a look.
It's just a room. But that you can, as far as you kind of figure out.
Guys, there's a room.
Yo!
Oh, hell yeah. I'm running in there.
I love rooms.
All right, you run in there. And as the light from the glowing haunch enters this chamber, you can see this room is round. It's actually almost perfectly round with, like, kind of smooth walls. On the walls, there are runes. And in the center of the room,
check?
There's a pool of stagnant water.
Can I scape out these runes?
You can do a rune check for sure. You can do an investigation on the runes.
Was that a RuneScape joke?
Whoa.
Yeah, it was.
That's so
I'm
pertinent.
Killing you. Would my
rune
could
check.
I use history?
You could.
All right, then that's 15.
15. Okay, you know that you haven't encountered these in like before your adventure, but they do look
like the
very
ones
similar,
on the walls,
like the ones on the ones that have been on the archways, and like the ones that have been or like the, and there was also that other room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I said that I did a etching of them.
Yeah, you did an etching of them in that room.
Finally,
and this,
it's useful.
And it is, they are actually, you can find the spot where your etching kind of matches exactly with the runes on there. And I will say now, this room looks completely identical to that room, actually. Pool of water in the middle, everything.
Hey guys, should we spend 20 minutes investigating
water.
This water?
Novella,
can
do
we investigate the water?
Can you read
should
these?
We investigate the water?
I sad to say I cannot. I don't think I've seen these runes before. I'm not sure.
Well, I already have them scribed down. I'm not going to scribe them again. If it's the exact same.
It is the exact same.
Well, this sure is a pickle, ain't it?
I feel like we could leave and come back to this.
Yeah, because that went great last time.
I feel like this room should mean something. Like, it's like the worlds that we go through are connected in some way or another. Like, they feel like this is here for a reason.
At the very least, through assholes that look like birds.
Exactly, the bird ass.
Really just ridiculously hot, guys.
No.
Alright then, okay.
Ren, you need to raise your standards.
Can I take like a little glass, like a vial, and scoop up some of the water and stick in my bag? And then leave the room?
Yes, you may.
Thanks.
Okay, perfect.
I'm gonna put this under my microscope later.
All right, you leave the room?
Yep.
You continue down the path?
Okay. Yep.
All right. You continue down the path for a while. I assume you're just, like, continually, like, bombarding Novella with questions about her
and
upbringing.
And Vladimir.
But
he's there.
And Vladimir. He's got a lot to say. Oh, trust me. You gotta be there. But,
Vladimir couldn't read the runes either?
He could not either.
Okay.
Well, he didn't ask, but you can assume. He can't read at all.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, you couldn't read those runes, could you?
Nope.
Cool.
Couldn't.
Cool.
Not once. Not at all, actually.
Great role playing.
I'm just glad to be here, frankly. They look cool. I'll give them that. They're pretty cool. As you're, like, walking down now, the path ends, and it like gets just like slimmer and slimmer until they're not even Saradin's feet would be able to be on it.
That's unfortunate.
Fuck you.
So it doesn't
Saradin
keep going.
Is an expert climber.
Eventually the ledge is non-existent, so I don't think your feet.
Is there
feet,
something
I don't
on
think
the other side,
fly.
Or is there just nothing?
You can roll to perceive.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone throw me.
No.
Sorry, let me see that.
No, I got
Venus rolled.
No,
Venus specifically rolled to receive because Venus asked.
I got a dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Yeah.
Okay, with that dirty 20, you see there's basically nothing in front of you. You can, like, see the cavern just continue on without the path or the ledge. But down about 75 feet, you can see a natural-looking stone bridge that, like, crosses the chasm. And on the other side, there is a separate tunnel that it leads into.
Can this I looks crouch? Like the job for a python, if you guys ask me.
Are you sure it's not a piton?
Can piton? I crouch down on this edge of the ledge and go, Matilda?
Your cry echoes through the chasm as Matilda's name reverberates through the stone and back at you and... You don't get a response.
That's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. That would have been cool, though.
That would have been funny.
It would have been weird.
And it's just like a chasm?
Just a chasm.
And we left, there was like a waterfall behind, right? Or like a water...
Running alongside the bottom of it. It's 150 feet down. 75 feet is the bridge. But 150 feet down, there's a river that has been there just running along the bottom of it.
Well, there's cool. nothing much else to do other than jump the 75 feet, right, guys?
No, I mean,
I've got
that.
Rope and pitons. We could, like, rock climb it down.
I think that would be much better. I'm starting to second guess my choice to stay with you guys, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Come on, Novella. You've been a pirate. You can take this.
I can jump 70. You want me to jump 8 stories?
Yeah.
Onto a slim bridge.
Seems like Novella don't got their adventuring feet on.
No, I feel like she's right about this.
No!
She doesn't.
Oh my god.
She does it.
Jesus Christ, Tin, you can't do that to me.
I'm going to break up
my
some
audio
ropes to some pythons. That is how it's pronounced. I will die on this hill.
In this land.
Hey, Novella, how do you pronounce pythons in this world?
Oh, wait, well, oh, well, that,
no,
that right
no.
there.
Objection.
That's a
objection. Python. Objection. They don't fucking use
What's
pythons. They don't have rock climbing.
They use them to anchor themselves when they're getting dirt or whatever.
They hammer it into the side of their ship and then they go down.
Definitely.
That's
definitely
how it works.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine. Continue.
So we're all in agreement that this is the only way to advance the story.
What?
To keep a solid narrative going.
To advance.
You know what?
This
has kind of been like a story. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, it's been like a podcast, kind of.
What's a
if
podcast?
If anyone could break the fourth wall, it would be Saradin.
I think I will give Saradin one break per arc.
I'm sorry, I already broke the fourth wall. And
I feel like Meadow has
permission.
Or like
it.
It's been breaking around Meadow.
A little bit.
Yeah, what the fuck happened with that wall?
It wasn't even the
we
wall.
We don't know about it.
No, you don't.
I don't.
He did
we
not
have
tell
to move
you.
On from the wall. I'm about to make a Doctor Who joke.
What?
Don't
okay.
reference the competition.
Venus.
I'm going to have to bleep that too.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Doctor Who, the famous D&D podcast.
You don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Venus takes a python and... Oh, how long are my ropes? We're going back to 50 this.
Feet.
It's square 50 one. 50
feet.
I feel like we
I'm
said in session one
rope.
That we're not going to count rope length.
No, I'm tying the ropes together again. Episode one. Yeah.
Perfect. I think you still
Sarah's
have that
not.
Tied rope. No, actually, you two don't have rope.
I
what?
Have rope.
I have rope. What do you mean I don't have rope?
You guys left. You.
I had.
Saradin and Venus.
It's in my
left your rope
pack.
In the cave.
No. Me
I
and...
I had two things of rope, and I used... One, here, throwback.
Oh,
one of them was for the bridge. Shut up. One of them was for the bridge. The other one was the trying to throw the python to the box and lasso it.
Okay, you...
Well,
yeah.
I have
and that
rope.
That
so
rope is glowing, and it is still glowing.
No, it stopped glowing because we made your shoes glow.
Yeah, the rope is not no longer glowing.
Okay,
but I'll grant that you have rope, but Saradin doesn't. Your shoes are...
I forgot we made
your
shoes
light
stop
bright.
My feet, and then they light up like Skechers. Yes!
You click your feet, yeah.
This is what
Best
happens
flavor.
When you re-listen to the old episodes.
Alright, guys. What are we doing? What are you doing,
I'm throwing rope in the python, and I'm hammering it into the thick part of the path.
Okay.
Right? Not the little sliver.
Yeah.
And then
not
I
the
guess...
Little sliver.
Perfect.
I tie it to myself, and I'm gonna rock climb it.
All right, athletics check, everybody.
Oh, everybody?
Fuck.
No, I
oh,
have not
fuck
followed her
yeah,
yet.
Dude.
All right, fine. Oh, are you not gonna?
Venus,
I want her to make it down
first.
Safely first.
All right, Venus,
I just got
first.
A 19, so I'm going one of the
Ren
first.
Just jumps down, no rope.
Okay, yeah. Ren, you take the
well, I have a rope.
You take the rope in the crook of your arm, and you just, like, feet against the wall, just like slide down, and you land
Ooh.
On your
and
like,
you're flexing
feet, like,
the whole time.
Hand
it's
on the,
really cool.
But it doesn't burn at all because it's,
of
you're
my leather.
So cool.
My leather, like, because
your leather, you put it right in like the exact right spot where
Ooh.
It like would be perfectly braced, and you did
I
it so
you
well.
Said
because
of your
really
mother.
Cool.
What?
Your mom gave you
hey guys,
non-leather
burn.
Shit. Rope burn.
Yeah.
My athletics check was a 26.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
okay, you
Venus
freaking
just jumps down.
You grab the top of the rope and you jump, like, you just jump out, and you, like, as you're in the air, you pull on the rope and you, like, swing down, like, into the side of the wall, and then with the rest of your momentum, you, like, slide down the remaining, like, 3 feet that you have left, because you leapt so cool and so good, and then you make it down safely. That was really cool.
I rolled a six.
I am afraid of mine because I have a negative athletics modifier.
I rolled a six.
Okay, you grab the rope and you begin, like, rappelling down it.
Can I catch Saradin?
You do fall. And I want Ren and Venus to make dexterity dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Both of you, please.
I got a 14.
I got an 18. So
I got a 17.
All right. Ren catches Saradin in a loving embrace.
Wow.
Yes.
And you're safe.
Can I give Saradin a little kiss on the forehead?
All right. Marsh got a 14. You just climb down the rope.
I got a 12.
No theatrics. You got a 12. You climb down the rope, you slip a little bit, and your hands burn. But nothing bad happens to you.
How about Novella and Vladimir?
How are we gonna get back up the other side?
It's you're not getting back up the other side. The bridge leads into now that you're actually all down on the tunnel or on the bridge, you can see it goes off in two directions, in two separate tunnels.
Okay.
But Novella climbs down safely. You got a 16. Vladimir got a 10.
Uh oh.
He saw what Ren did, and he thought it was so cool, and he tries to do it himself, and he does, but he does take 3 points of burning damage, because it hurt all, because he just
kind of, like,
wraps
himself up in the rope, and he's just, like, unraveling.
Yeah. The rope just rips into him as he slides down it.
He's like like one of those circus performers, but with rope, and it doesn't look fun.
He's not doing a very good job, but that's okay. You're all down now on this bridge, and it's pretty sturdy. You don't have to worry about it falling through or anything. But yeah, there's the tunnel that's on the side of the wall that you're on, and then there's the tunnel across the bridge. What do you do?
Wait, so there's we're on a bridge, and then there's a side going one way, and then one going the other way?
Yeah. The bridge leads across the chasm, and on either side of the bridge, there's a tunnel.
Okay, well, I feel like we should keep going the way we were going earlier, so we don't go backwards. That makes sense
to me. Let's not split up.
Yeah, no, let's not do that again. Never again, actually.
Never.
Bad plan. Okay,
let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, you continue forward. You cross the bridge. No worries there.
Thank God.
And you go through the tunnel, and this tunnel is actually pretty short, and it leads into a small room that it's not like a, like, it's like a chamber. Still looks naturally forming, but it's about 20 feet in diameter. It looks more natural than the room that looked like the other one. And this one has a couple skeletons slumped against the wall, but passageways or anything.
Can I do an arcana check on them?
Sure, you could do an arcana check, I guess.
Why? It's not very good. It's a 10. I wanted to see if they were magic skeletons.
That's not what arcana checks do.
I know. I don't want to cast another spell. Fine. Bitch. Detect magic on the room.
Okay. With your detect magic, you can
see. And my 10 arcana.
Your 10 arcana does nothing.
Cool.
Garbage. Nothing. Anyways, with your detect magic, you can see one of the skeletons has, like, a big, like, long leather jacket and a pretty dope pirate's hat. In its hand is a cutlass that is gleaming with conjuration magic.
Can I take the hat?
You can take the hat.
Is it, like, what color is the hat?
It's, like, brown, but, like, it looks really, really cool.
I want the jacket.
You cannot wear the jacket.
Saradin, you can take the jacket.
I'm taking the jacket.
It's not going to fit. I want the jacket. Saradin, have you considered that I could actually wear the jacket?
Fuck off, this is my jacket.
But you, it's way too big though.
I put it on.
It's way too big.
I slowly and sadly. But is it like the cool, sadly,
trendy, baggy, yeah, look?
You look like freaking
Can I crouch down to the skeleton and be like, excuse me, can I look at your cutlass for a minute?
Doesn't give a response.
We all stole stuff from the skeleton and then Marsh decided to ask.
as you say that, like, this, you're doing this, I think, at the same time as people are, like, taking the things. As you say that, Saradin is, like, taking the coat off of it, and Saradin moving it. Immediately after you say, can I look at your cutlass, the hand kind of rolls over and the it opens and the cutlass rolls out of it onto the floor.
Thank you.
Holy shit.
Thank you.
Magic. I take it, you said it was conjuration?
Conjuration.
And what is this again?
It's a cutlass.
Which is?
Which is a, you know, like a pirate sword?
It's pirate.
Oh, it kind of looks like a machete. I do know what a pirate sword looks like.
A little bit it's like a machine. It's just like a pirate sword. It's like curved. It's got like the hand guard on it. Actually, this cutlass, the hand guard is like black and shiny and like geometrically shaped.
Slay. Mm.
And it seems like it's made of stone.
Because minor conjuration, it only lasts for an hour or so.
You misunderstood.
Okay.
The sword is real.
How did I misunderstand?
Because conjuration is the school of magic.
Yeah.
That is giving it off. Minor conjuration is not. I didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes, no, I understand that.
Okay.
But I'm saying, okay, it's weird that this is here.
Okay.
If this person casted this spell on the sword, a conjuration spell should have been over by now. It should have disappeared already, is what I'm saying. It's weird that it's still here. Is that the only thing that my detect magic lights up in the room with the skeletons?
I said the wrong thing. I'm sorry. It's not conjuration. It's evocation.
Mm.
My bad. My bad.
Wow.
My bad.
So, like, fire?
I just knew the wrong word. Like fire.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's the only thing that lights up in this room, though.
Okay. And are the skeletons the only thing in the room? The only
Pretty much. The room is not like a room. It's like a cave. There's, like, rocks and stuff, but...
So, do I don't know what type of element it is.
No.
Cool.
You said it was like black? It took us this long to get pirate outfits.
It is black and shiny and geometrically shaped.
What color is the coat? Sorry.
Color is all, the coat matches the hat, actually. Cool, it's cool, also cool. Like brown and long. It has a lot of like big pockets and like buckles on it.
Are there any unclaimed big hats?
No big hats. The other skeleton has a set of like super tattered looking common clothes.
Ren, are you still wearing the eye patch I gave you?
Of course he is.
Shit,
it
I?
Fits him,
yeah,
like perfectly, and we can't even imagine that they weren't wearing one from the beginning.
Yeah, he definitely has. I have an eye patch. Do they have like a bandana?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I take
second
a bandana.
Second one's got a bandana.
I put it over my hair like a pirate.
Come
very
on, Saradin.
Cool.
If you keep trying to wear the coat, it's just going to get in the way. This is purely practical.
You just want my epic coat.
No, I would let you have the coat if it was possum-sized.
Saradin slowly removes the coat and holds it out to Meadow.
Meadow, does the coat fit Meadow?
Perfect.
Saradin so pissed.
It was
this.
Tailored to Meadow. It feels like you should have been wearing. It feels like you have. It doesn't even feel like you're wearing anything right now. That's how well it fits.
No, wait, actually, no. I don't know how I feel about that.
Saradin,
it's comfortable as well.
Saradin is looking around the rest of the room to see if there's anything of note, and purposely
is there
not
bandana?
Looking at Meadow in the jacket.
There's that skeleton with the hat also had a bandana underneath it.
Okay, Saradin's solemnly putting the bandana around their neck like a
I'm glad we've sorted this out.
Can I investigate
okay,
the pockets?
Marsh,
do
you still have the cutlass, Marsh?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I did an arcana check on the cutlass specifically. Do Do I know if the elements align with certain colors? Like when imbuing objects or magic? Specifically with what was it? Evocation?
Yeah. I don't know if you could roll an arcana check on it, I guess.
Slay. 15.
You can't tell what like element it evokes.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know.
Thanks.
Arcana checks are like usually I don't know. It's a weird skill that has a very, very slim use case.
Cool. I'm going to keep using it in situations that don't require it.
So glad.
Let's move forward.
Everybody make a dexterity saving throw, actually.
Dear what the God. Hell? All
right.
I did say thank you to the skeleton.
Yikes.
Nat 20.
Perfect. Vladimir got a nat 1.
9.
I got a 6.
Dexterity saving throw? I got a 6.
Hey, 6 bros.
Okay. Who got a 5?
Me.
Okay. Everybody but Saradin and Novella take 5 points of bludgeoning damage. Oof. As a bunch of rocks fall, like big portions of the ceiling fall down onto you as an anchor comes through the roof, attached
what?
To a chain.
I'm glad no one got in that one. Holy shit.
Vladimir actually did. He's underneath like a pile of rocks, but he's like chuckling to himself. He's good.
Oh, where did that anchor come from?
Water starts dripping through the roof.
Yeah.
And that's Novella so starts laughing, and she says, he always knows how to make an entrance. And she runs over to it, grabbing onto the chain that it's connected to, and motioning for you all to do the same.
Yeah, I don't have any better option.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, God, it's gonna be Kairos.
Vladimir is like, I go over there and try to
lift the rocks off him.
Okay, you get the rocks off him, and then he comes and grabs onto the
yeah, such an
anchor in the
Novella.
Chain as well.
I'm not gonna help your right hand man.
You cannot help him either.
And
Novella, are
as
we
you,
allowed
like,
to ask who where this goes?
I swear to fucking God, if it's Cyrus and Kairos.
As you grab onto it, it shoots back up through the roof. Well, are you not going to?
I don't know. Fine, I guess I will, because you sound so disappointed in me. I'm just really curious about
I'm sure
where
this
it
leads somewhere cool.
I'm sure it leads to a cliffhanger.
Series wrap on Marsh.
Bye, everyone.
As you grab onto it, it shoots back up through the cave roof, and you feel yourself flying through dark water now, actually, and it isn't long before the chain slows to a stop. The water's a little bit lighter now, and there's wood above you. And you can tell you're under a boat. Novella and Vladimir now start swimming towards another smaller boat that you can see off to the side of this one.
I guess we're also swimming. I'm not gonna fucking drown for this.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if I know how to swim, but I'll try.
Does Ren know how to swim? Did I make a joke that Ren doesn't know how to swim earlier?
I think you did make a joke about that, but I think Marsh not knowing how to swim has been there since, I think, episode 1.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that was like something you said.
I think Venus for sure is just making sure everybody gets there.
Okay. With your big strong.
With my big strong arms,
but he's not like good at it.
Okay. I told you guys I had big strong arms in episode 1.
And also he has like heavy weapons.
I was going to say, I feel like Meadow probably is regretting taking the coat. Not from Saradin, just like.
Oh yeah, Marsh is like Saradin trying to hold. They're trying to hold their pack above their head so it doesn't get wet, but it's like, it's not good for trying to swim while doing
we're
that.
Underwater.
We're completely underwater.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
My mushrooms! Dry. My spores!
Yeah, you swim towards, they're fine. Your pack's watertight. It's whatever. You swim towards the smaller boat, and you're all helped aboard it by a couple people wearing like pirate outfits with mainly like black motifs. Before they and Novella and also Vladimir start climbing the ladder on the side of this ship, and you now realize that it is the exact same boat that you saw approaching when you first arrived here.
Yep. Wow. Yeah. Great surprise.
I think Ren is coughing up water.
Venus is patting him on the back, like smacking his back really hard, like a mom would do if you're choking.
I'm just looking through all my shit,
making sure it's fine.
Everyone starts beating up Ren.
Not Keto. Guys,
please. I'm okay. Stop.
Are you okay, Ren? Please, stay with us.
I'm fine.
Guys, I know how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
No. The fantasy Heimlich maneuver.
Fantasy Heimlich maneuver. I'm not doing it. I'm just like, I could.
Staying alive.
It's not the first time you've said that. I've like sung that on podcast. What is up? I don't think that's even the second time. What is up?
I just went over the
CPR.
The CPR unit in my class.
Cool. Okay.
In my health class.
All right.
Damn.
All right. Anyways, what do you guys do?
I feel like we've extensively described what we do.
Well, what do you do next? It's a role-playing game.
Well, are we still on the little boat or the big boat?
Yes, you're on the little boat now.
Well, then
guys, I think I'm just staring daggers at Novella, and I really
she's going up the ladder already.
Oh, well, then I'm going up the ladder, too.
I mean, if they're going up the ladder, I'm going up the ladder.
Yeah.
Well, if your friend wants me to go up the ladder, I'll go up the ladder, too.
If it was Saradin, yes.
I mean, if you want to stay down on the boat, that's you can, no. Marsh. Like, that's...
It's fine. I should have just stayed in the fucking cave.
I just didn't want you to drown in the cave.
You much should not have stayed in the cave.
Anyways, you start climbing aboard the ship, and as you, like, go over the top, you are all, actually, including Novella and Vladimir, seized by this ship's immense crew. It is much, 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 much bigger than the Despair. There are like 50 people as like crewmates here that you're like immediately surrounded by and like seized by. You can see up on like the helm, there's a figure in like, there's a really like tall guy in like black plate armor with a pretty like a super ornate helmet, and next to him, now coming down these steps towards you, you see Cyrus.
Of course we fucking do.
Oh my god.
Did you see me coughing?
If you couldn't come up with new NPC ideas, you could have just told us.
Cool. I gave you Novella. Come on.
And Vladimir. Good.
All right.
And Vladimir.
I am Vladimir. You sounded like Jim Carrey just then.
What the hell?
Thank you. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Okay, I need to know if he saw me coughing up
He did
water.
Not see you coughing up water.
Oh my god.
You're down on the thing. Okay.
I strike up, like Ren. A cool guy pose.
While being held.
Ren, for fuck's sake. Ren, you have to get higher standards. I swear to fucking hell that.
He sees the five of you, and he smiles very wide.
Like a knowing smile.
No, he's just happy to see us.
Kind of like a devilish smile, and he comes down the steps, and he says, "Well, Novella, hello, welcome back, welcome aboard. Tell me, who are these friends you've got here? Introduce us." I forgot that I voiced Novella.
was Novella seized or no?
She was not, actually.
Okay.
Damn.
I think I misspoke. I said she was, but she was not.
Was Vladimir seized?
Vladimir was not either.
Yeah, Vlad.
You traitor! Vladimir, I thought we had something going!
Novella's like, well, these are... This is Saradin and Meadow and Ren and Marsh and Venus. This is they kind of just actually appeared on my ship. I don't know how they got there, but they've actually been helping me out on the search to find the catalyst. And as she says that, Cyrus says, "Oh, good. So you found it then? Did you get it? You have the catalyst, right?" And she kind of looks back at the rest of you, then back at him, and she says, "Well,
yes.
Yes."
What? Cyrus looks at you, Marsh.
Marsh, what the fuck are you doing?
Say what you're doing.
Oh, I'm holding the crystal. I took it out of my bag.
You're holding one of the crystals up?
Yeah.
Okay. Cyrus goes, wow, that's, I'm impressed. Part of me didn't think that, you could actually get it, but, you know, as,
bag.
Now, okay.
This is ours.
Marsh, what the fuck are you doing?
Finders keepers.
Marsh,
do you not see the situation we're in?
Marsh!
Can these guys are holding us.
Marsh, can
but
you
I
read?
Don't know why.
Can you read the fucking room?
We're not in a room.
Can you read the fucking room?
Marsh, I swear to God, when we're out of this, we're going to have a stern talking to you and me, one and one.
Retcon moment. I'm kidding.
No.
No, you're not. You can't do that.
You absolutely cannot.
I know.
This is
I'm kidding.
This
I'm
is
kidding.
Way too good. You don't
I'm
even
kidding.
Know, like, okay. He says, now, Novella, tell him to, hand it over. That's not really how this is gonna, and she says, yeah, about that. I was told that there would be endless riches in that cavern. And I seems we only found this. I don't know exactly when Marsh acquired it, but that doesn't matter right now. I'm keeping it.
Ayo!
Marsh is keeping it.
Woo! Marsh turns a
I mean, Marsh did not sign any contracts. Marsh
I mean, like, that yeah, that is true. They did not sign any contracts. You have no... You can do absolutely... And she stops. And you can see that the figure at the helm, who... is wearing all the armor. He has one hand raised.
Yeah, he didn't like that, did he?
And then she starts floating.
Oh no! No!
And then she's launched hundreds of feet into the sea.